In 24 years living and working in the Keys, I've had a bunch of different jobs. My longest commute was less than 5 miles. I felt pretty sorry for myself because I had to get in the car every day. In most of my jobs, including the one I have now, my primary form of transportation is my bike. That's not without some drawbacks. In summer, you have to be prepared for downpours, and you can get kind of sweaty even just riding a mile across the island. But it's so worth it. Bikes are cheap. You can get a really good one for the equivalent of 1 month's car payment. No insurance or registration required. Fueling up with a cafe con leche and cheese toast is a lot more affordable than a tank of gas. Parking is free and convenient. I feel aggrieved if I have to lock my bike more than half a block from my destination. And when you're traveling through Old Town Key West, which was designed for humans, not cars, a lot of times it's actually faster on a bike. A lot of us who live in Old Town rely on our bikes this way. But we're lucky, and we know it. For most people who live in the Keys, there's no escaping the car. Especially once you're outside of Key West, life in the Keys has a defining and unifying factor, US 1. The Overseas Highway, along with the water pipeline that runs underneath, makes life as we know it in the Keys possible. Most of what we eat, drink, and otherwise consume is trucked down here from the mainland. Our economy relies on tourists, many of whom drive here. So do the workers for a lot of our hotels, restaurants, and stores, especially once you get above the 7 Mile Bridge. If you live along the island chain, US 1 can really dominate your life, to the point where you calculate what time to run out for groceries, when to leave for work, how many after-school activities your kids can do. That probably sounds familiar if you live in Kendall or Weston, except we don't have an alternate route. Our only road is the aptly named US 1. If Isla Mirada is part of your commute, you have to factor in Snake Creek Bridge. The last drawbridge on the Overseas Highway opens once an hour, so sailboats with masts can travel between Florida Bay and the Atlantic. On land, everything comes to a stop. On weekends, especially in the Upper Keys, it's an even more serious question. Like Cape Cod or the Jersey Shore, we're the weekend getaway for a major metropolitan area. And it doesn't feel like there's much of an off-season anymore. So how and why do we cope with that? I learned to deal with traffic slowdowns on the Overseas Highway a long time ago by trying to envision it as a train. If you look at modern US 1 that way, you can just accept that you're on a single track and you don't control the speed. Enjoy the view. There's nothing like topping the 7 Mile Bridge arch over Mosher Channel and seeing the mangrove islands and blue and green water spread out before you. Driving home after a long day that includes 200 miles of highway, I still think, wow, I get to live here. Like all of South Florida, tourism is booming in the Keys. That boom means more cars, and more cars mean more brake lights more often. Technology is helping. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office pushes out notifications when the highway is closed and when it reopens. We gripe about the delays, but the truth is, most of us live here by choice. Sharing that highway, that lifeline, is typical of our community. We live in close quarters, but we value independent thinking. In the Keys, we have to share one road, but we're still comfortable with everyone going their own way. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.